WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We've hit that time of the year where we're in December. So things are slower. But that doesn't mean the action has stopped. This is the Raw Post Show. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
We're in that, you know, holiday sort of slowdown. People are taking it easy. You know, we're just sort of like flirting with storylines for the Royal Rumble, but we're not quite there.
We're building. It's a building time.
They're thinking about it. They're teasing. They're giving you a sneak peek at what's to come.
Speaking of things to come, we have DIY taking on Ludwig Kaiser, Giovanni Vinci in a 2 out of 3 falls match. We had a away reunion regrouping before the match.
As we should.
Family time was had by all. The mocking the Imperium when they walked up. That was fun. But it was Johnny and Tommaso, Ludwig and Giovanni. Good 2 out of 3 falls match. DIY getting the win. And, seems like they got some explaining to do to the big boss, man.
They do. The boys did not bring home the W, and, well, we know how Gunther does not like that, but I would take this again. I mean, if they feel the need to make it up and do it again, then so be it. That's fine.
We will see if they do. Caden Carter and Katana Chance took on Tegan Knox and Natalya. The Casey's got the win. You had Piper and Chelsea on commentary, which was fine. They got involved, costing them the win. So, yeah.
Can we talk about the flamethrowers?
Sure.
They had flamethrowers. Why did they have flamethrowers? Not that I'm opposed to it. I'm just more trying to figure out why they had flamethrowers. I'm talking about Casey and Caden.
Yeah.
Why? Why do they? Well, for the people at home. Why do they have flamethrowers?
Because it's all about the party. It's about the party. I set the party on fire.
It doesn't seem very responsible.
I mean, China had a fire of a thrower of some sort. She shot rockets.
She had a cannon.
Okay, it was the same sort of thing.
She was responsible.
You don't think?
I don't know about those two.
You don't know about the KCs? You don't think they're responsible?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Well, I had more time with China.
So, we were backstage, and we were catching up with one Becky Lynch, who was then interrupted by one Nia Jax. And, well, Becky's like, I got some unfinished business that we gotta handle, and, well, guess what? I'm gonna handle it. And she wasn't afraid. Becky was like, I owe you a receipt. Nia's like, once I've done squashing Shayna, I'm all yours. So, it was Nia and Shayna. Good match. Nia got the win. Becky then came out. Nia bailed. So we're getting Becky and Nia.
We'll see how this goes.
Shayna looked good in defeat, though. She tried to take down Shayna, or take down Nia, but Shayna looked good. Even
it was a good showing for Shayna. Yeah, it was a good showing for both women, but we'll have to see about Becky and Nia. I'm not sure how I feel about that yet.
It's they're finally getting to the match after 4 years.
But one could argue the moment has passed.
One could argue that the moment has passed, yes, but sometimes you just gotta go back to old stories.
Do you? I mean, do you really? Do we really need this?
Yes.
You, personally, you need this.
No, them. They need it. I don't care much for it, but they need it.
They could just hug it out.
They could, but I don't think they're the hug it out type people.
You don't know.
I don't think they are. Call it a hunch. I don't think they are.
Never say never in WWE. Weirder shit has happened.
Yeah, I don't see Becky and Nia hugging it out, though.
Becky and Charlotte kissed and made up.
Yeah, but they were friends before. I don't think they were ever friends. So, there you go. So we're backstage inside the clubhouse of the Judgment Day. Rhea and Finn are not there tonight. But the door was left open and R-Truth found his way back in as he set up a TV. And then R-Truth played all the... Damien was very annoyed, and Truth is like, yeah, you know, JD, people don't like you. You gotta get out. And he's like, no. JD then told him to leave. Truth is like, all right, I'm gonna go. You just gotta beef up security. Anyone could just come in here. Truth was really good.
Truth is playing his part very, very well.
But JD and Dom had to take care of business against the Creed brothers. Good match. Creed brothers got the win. Dom and JD, R-Truth was involved, but JD was trying to blame R-Truth, but Dom's like, no, wasn't Truth's fault. Creed brothers are really, really good. Damien and Finn have to worry about them because they're really, really good.
God bless Dom. He's trying to play the peacemaker.
He's trying to play the peacemaker, and he's worried about his boys because he just felt the hands of the Creeds. And the Creeds are really good, and they like I said last week, I think they're going to be the next tag team champions.
They seem like they're taking them in that direction, yes. Which, we need to see the cracks in Judgment Day. We need to maybe move those titles on, and that's fine. You create that tension, you build those cracks. Maybe we see the breaking apart of Judgment Day.
We'll have to see. It was Cody Rhodes' time. Cody said the first time he saw Miz was when he was a young boy, and was terrified by the man who used it. It was the Great Muta. He should have listened to the clues Nakamura dropped before he attacked him. Cody said he's ready. He said Nakamura has his attention. Nakamura could emerge from the shadows and explain himself, or he could just come out and fight. We then had Nakamura on the screen with subtitles. He said that they have taken the same path. He said he climbed the mountain of winning the Royal Rumble, and then talked about how they came up short, both of them, at WrestleMania. Nakamura said he slipped into a bottomless pit. He said they both suffered humiliation. The devil in your mind whispers that you'll never make it back there. But now you have unwoken me, inspired me, and I'm going here to unburden you, to step into your shoes and take the story off your hands. I never got to finish my story, son. Sorry, I'll finish yours. So the arena
really
lights...
Really good promo.
The lights turn back on. Cody asked if Nakamura thought their stories were the same. Cody said he doesn't respect Nakamura until he stands in the ring with him. You keep saying this, we're the same, then prove it. Cody and Nakamura, it's going to be good.
I'm here for it. I think everybody's here for it. Let's go. Like, again, I am here for Shinsuke Nakamura's villain era.
I think we all are, and we're enjoying it right now, so that's what counts. So Monday Night Raw opened with Drew McIntyre. He said, you know, everyone lately has lost their minds. He said, you can be fired, released, or then come back to the company and be instantly forgiven. Chant for Punk broke out. Well, I could have just been talking about anybody. He talked about headbutting Rollins and talked about Jey Uso and how he apologized to Randy Orton and mocked him for it. And he said, Jey's time is coming. But he was forgetting someone. The one, Sami Zayn, this all brought out Sami. And Zayn said McIntyre lied about everyone last week and told him to say what he had to say to him in his face. And he's like, oh, yes, I do. He said, Zayn is the one person in the world who deserves what he's gotten from the bloodline. He said he was their iron boy, and he eventually screwed them over. You got what you deserve. You deserve it. It's the truth. Zayn said he thought he and McIntyre were alike, but the more he hears from him, the more he realized they are not. Zayn, he's not a delusional person who points his finger at everyone else for their own shortcomings. Zayn said that when he lost the title match in front of his friends and family, he stayed hungry and it carried him all the way of Wrestle Freaking Mania. Zayn said he was able to make his family proud, and McIntyre, if he could say the same thing. McIntyre said one of them would not be talking it out. Drew, Sammy, one-on-one, hell of a match. Drew McIntyre got the win.
I'll take this again. In a heartbeat, absolutely. Again, Sammy out there doing what he does best, cutting that impassioned promo. Like, hey, look, you know, yeah, I get it. Like, for me personally, I can see so both sides of this, because Sammy's like, yeah, I got screwed too, but basically I didn't get bitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because Drew cut a promo, I want to say it was right before the last pay-per-view or pay-per-view before, where he was talking about how why should we not, like, in reference to Jey Uso, why should we not be bitter?
Yeah.
We both got screwed. We're both basically why should we just get over it? Like, everybody's telling them, just get over what happened to you. You have Sammy out here like, I didn't get better, I got motivated. And Drew's like, well, why the fuck should I do that? I'm motivated too, but I'm also bitter as fuck about what happened. Right? And it's like two different perspectives and two people coming at it from two completely different sides of the coin, where it's the same set of circumstances, but it's like Drew chose violence. Sammy did not. That's the difference. And I think it's interesting how they're doing it and they're telling the story, especially since Drew is playing the heel role, but he's not necessarily the dick heel.
Well,
it's just he is, but he isn't. Like, he's more just pissed off at the world than he is anything else. And I like how they're telling that story with him. And you have a perfect foil for Drew in Sami Zayn, because he's that ultimate underdog. He's the guy everybody loves to cheer, right?
Yeah.
So he's Mr. Motivational. So it's like, it's the perfect balance of the two characters. And I'm really enjoying it. And honestly, the match was fantastic.
But
I would take that again.
Sami was hurt, and then he was attacked even more by Drew McIntyre. Backstage, Jey Uso had to check on him. Speaking of Jey Uso, we had a hell of a video package hyping up his main event match against Seth Rollins on the show. And if you learn one thing about this show, there is no more yeet. They don't own, they can't say yeet anymore.
Why?
Someone owns the copyright, and well, they couldn't claim it, so he's no longer saying yeet.
Who has the copyright on yeet?
A bunch of people, even a wrestler.
Okay, then.
An independent wrestler has a copyright on it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so that was a hell of a video package. But speaking of the World Heavyweight Champion, he was talking with one Adam Pearce, and Adam Pearce was like, you know, I invited CM Punk to Raw next week, just so you're aware, because I'm trying to sign him. Rollins just kept laughing, and he doesn't give a damn. And he said, when Punk shows the world his true colors and this blows up in Pierce's face, then just stay out of my way whenever it happens. Jay and Rollins got some respect for each other, and then they were ready for their main event match. Main event, Jey Uso, Seth freaking Rollins, World Heavyweight Championship. Hell of a match. Shame no one bought that Jey was actually going to win, but Seth got the win on Monday Night Raw. But it was not over as Drew McIntyre showed up after the match, attacked Jey Uso, attacked Seth Rollins, and put Jey Uso through a table to end Monday Night Raw.
It's a shame we got this match for free. It should have been on a pay-per-view. It's also a shame that it had no build, because it was really good.
It was a good match.
I would like to see it again with more build and more believability that possibly Jey Uso could in fact win the match. Unfortunately, he did not. And you had Drew McIntyre, you know, finish the show by attacking Jey Uso. But it was interesting. There was no Punk on the show tonight. They brought him back and then they sparingly used him.
Because he's going to be on SmackDown on Friday and then back on Raw next week.
But it's interesting how they're doing this. They're not overexposing him. They're giving you just enough that it's like, okay, all right, we're going to reintegrate him slowly into the product, which is what you need to do, because in WWE of old, he would have been on every show, kind of rammed down your throat a little bit. But with this, they're being smart. They're just sort of pacing it.
Once a week is good, is enough.
That's all he needs to do. Just walk out, wave his little ball cap, and leave.
And it's, good, and it's good that they're using it for tribute to the troops. Big Show, using for it. That's good.
And the stuff with Seth was very good.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Less clean. I think Drew should have cost him for payback for Bloodline, costing him championship match. No, you need a clean finish. I disagree. Yeah. I think when it's two faces like that, and you can, Jay's, no one really thought Jay was winning. Seth winning clean is the right move. I think there had been more uproar if the match ended after 25 minutes and then DQ. I think a clean finish was the better booking decision, at least on this night. Because again,
the stakes weren't high enough to warrant a screwy finish on this. It's just a main event of Monday Night Raw, which that's not a bad thing at all, but there was nothing really huge on the line in terms of pride. This was just, hey, let's fight.
Right.
And that instance, it doesn't do anything for Drew to screw Jay. Now, if this was like WrestleMania main event, yeah, then you can talk about it.
Because here's the thing. It didn't matter whether Jay won or not. Drew was coming for him anyhow. So say Jay won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew's fine with him winning the world title because then he'll beat Jay for the world title.
Actually, that would be more apropos.
So Drew didn't, the match itself didn't matter for the outcome for Drew. He was out for revenge. So no matter what, he was coming for Jay afterwards. But if Jay was the champ, then Drew got one step closer. Seth is still your champion, so he's got to go through Jay before he gets to Seth. Or maybe you do a triple threat at some point. Who knows? But that's kind of the tunnel picture right now. It was a better decision to end clean, which is a better way to book it. But that was
Agreed.
Raw.
That was Raw. It was a good show. Like, again, it's the December slowdown, so
but they
there's
gave
nothing.
They gave us a world title match for free.
Yeah. I mean, can't complain about that at all.
Really can't complain about that at all. Well, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back for the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Where we're previewing NXT...
Deadline.
Something.
Deadline?
Yes. Deadline. We're previewing NXT Deadline, so tune in for that. It's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
All the news and notes and all the things. Well, it's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Start night. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Chat. Go to impeachment.cbradiolive.com. Vote whether you think that the lone jobber should be impeached. That's impeachment.cbradiolive.com. The results on Saturday. There is no WTR this Sunday. Watching football. The final show for WTR will be on the 17th for 2023. We will be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock or
Lin's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, when you buy your battle passes, all the Star Wars and the DC and all the holiday and battle passes and everything that's in the Fortnite item shop, including apparently turtles at some point. And Lego and all the things. Why?
We are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LensWard, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. Tune in tomorrow because we will be rolling, or not tomorrow, maybe Wednesday for Argenti. Whichever day he comes out, we will be rolling for him. So come watch me scream and cry and spend money because that's what we do on my channel. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LensWard. Check me out on TikTok, LensWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, along there with the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.